"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Welcome, everybody. Tomorrow, the Moist Line is back on the John and Ken Show after 2 weeks off. You can leave a message to the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone. People are using that more and more. You can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. In 15 minutes, you can stand by for the keyword, which you enter at the website for a chance at $1,000. We'll be talking about Governor Dippity Doo, Governor Greaseball Head, next hour, not just about the fact that he's hiding in Montana, and we're trying to hide the fact he's in Montana from the California public because he's not supposed to go there.
No.
There's a travel ban on official business, but also we have the Orange County Board of Education. They're after him to end his state of emergency. If you didn't know, California is still officially under a state of emergency, which gives Newsom powers.
Every time I go outside, I just feel it. I just feel, my God, we're in a state of emergency. Can't you tell?
You do. Does the hairs go up on your back?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Your neck?
Yeah, haven't you seen what goes on out there? It's scary. It's
it
an emergency.
Chaos.
Yeah, it's really frightening, and we need him to be in charge at a moment's notice to issue some kind of executive order.
And there's another DA that's just as bad as George Gascon. We'll talk about this story later this hour out of New York City. The Manhattan District Attorney is going after a worker at like what they call bodegas. They're like these little grocery store stands for trying to defend himself.
Oh, my.
Against somebody that was going to kill him, it looked like.
Did you see the video?
I did see the video.
This is horrendous that the shop owner is the one in prison in Rikers Island, no less. He had to kill the guy. He had to kill him.
Well, yeah, the other guy's not in prison because he's dead, but...
Yeah. Well,
I would hope he would have been arrested, too, if he survived.
They should have thrown his dead body in prison.
The attack on the worker. We'll tell you that story. We take you back to 2017 on the John and Ken Show. What was going on during the summer of 2017 that was a big story? Road diets.
Road diets, yep.
Well, there's a version of the road diet that's coming to the South Bay. Apparently, they have, oh my God, the South Bay City Council of Governments. Remember we talked about SCAG, which is the Southern California Association of Governments? So within SCAG, I guess there are smaller groups.
See, these are
of dopey government people that get together and try to, because the idea is that they're just local city council people, but they serve on this
like super government.
Larger council, that's right, so they can kind of coordinate
right. So you have
their efforts.
Yeah, you have a whole collection of South Beach cities. that have created this new superstructure, and I guess they can pass laws too.
They can certainly do something. What they're going to do,
because nobody elects them to this super government.
Well, but I think they're already elected officials who get appointed.
No, so. I know, but now they're banding together and coming up with new policies that nobody asked for.
Well, back in 2017, the issue was basically the bicycles. Now that it's 2022, it's the e-bikes and the golf carts. And what they're planning to do is, the word is repurpose. I always like that word, right? Repurpose. They want to repurpose the roads that have lower speed limits to more safely accommodate the people on the e-bikes and riding in the golf carts.
Who's riding golf carts?
There are people in my neighborhood that ride golf carts.
Really?
They do. They come to the gym in them, my local gym, because they only live like a mile or two away and they don't feel like walking.
Are these the elderly?
No, they're a lot of young people. Sometimes they have kids buckled in the back seat. Sometimes they buckle the kids in the back seat, take them downtown for ice cream or something.
And they just tootle along?
They do. They tootle along. I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit by a truck if I was in one of those things, but they have license plates. They're regular vehicles. And they can seat up to, you can have like three.
There's no golf carts in my neighborhood. I haven't seen any of this.
No. Well, you don't have anything. Well, I guess you do have stores and restaurants which aren't that far, but they want to create 243 miles of lanes throughout the South Bay to accommodate people on the e-bikes. And by the way, e-bikes can be dangerous. I see a lot of kids with them. Mm. They can go pretty fast.
Have you been on one of those?
I have not been on one of those.
I was on one. And it was a lot of fun, but I was scared because I felt like this thing could go fly me off a cliff.
Well, like I took a trip to Hawaii last year, and they offered e-bikes, but I did not select one. And then after we started the trip, one of the trip coordinators said, oh, yeah, the last trip, a guy gashed up his leg on an e-bike. Had to take him to the emergency room.
Yeah, you can go really fast and accelerate quickly. And to me, it was real easy just to wipe out and die.
So what they're going to do, and it's not really clear when they say repurpose the lanes. Does that mean that cars are going to be squished in as usual around these repurposed? I'm looking at a picture. It's sort of an image where they have a lane in one direction, a lane in the other. And what they painted was this big green thing that says NEV. And it has the picture of a bicycle and an arrow.
NEV, no emission vehicles.
And that's what it stands for. But does that mean cars can, or is this just a way of giving the bikes? So because it's kind of in the middle of the lane. So if you're not a car coming along, you'd have to drive around them somehow.
Right. So they don't have their own lane, but they can clog up the existing lane.
Which they probably already do, but what they want to make it clear that they're allowed to do that, and they also want to make drivers aware that you might have somebody in a cart or somebody on an e-bike in front of you, not going quite as fast as you are.
Now, here is what could be a grossly misleading paragraph. In July 2020, e-bike sales jumped 918% in Manhattan Beach and more than 800% in Hermosa Beach.
It went from 8 to 100, right?
Or did it go from 1 to 8? Well, why don't they put numbers instead of 800%?
Because there's a lot more e-bike stores I'm seeing around than I used to, but I think you're right. I think in terms of raw numbers, it's not like millions are buying the e-bikes. So that is deceptive.
And those take up the same amount of space as a regular bike. They just they can go faster.
They go faster.
Yeah.
And if you don't take a hold of that, you can run. I think somebody, I forget where, got hit by an e-bike and badly hurt.
Yeah, if you want to hit a light pole, that's your business. But this golf cart thing is fascinating.
But I'm seeing the same old arguments in this story, which is what disturbed me. They're claiming that according to their research, most trips from the home are less than a mile. So more and more people will be using bikes and e-bikes. But it says what? To go to grocery stores, it says here? Come on. You're really going to come back with a bunch of bags in your arm from a grocery store? I can see the cart, maybe the golf cart. You can put some stuff in the back. But
that's complete bull crap.
It's really just people enjoying leisure. A lot of people I see in the e-bikes are just out for a ride, and they just got lazy because they don't want to go up the hills.
Yeah, these are Mike Bonin statistics.
I know.
I don't believe them. Most of my trips are not 3 miles or less. Well, man, first of all, I got to go to work. That's 10 trips right there. That's 15 miles.
So it's not completely clear that this is a road diet. I'm not saying that it is, but it's got similarities. They want to spend $6 million on this.
Just to
paint the road?
It's going to create congestion. You're going to be stuck behind some dope in a golf cart. And so he's puttering along at 12 miles an hour, so you got to go 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's 25 miles per hour or less speed limit roads. So you're not supposed to go faster than that. Anyway, of course, everybody in my neighborhood drives 50 down the 25 miles.
But the golf carts don't go very fast.
No, they could. I don't know how fast they go.
I don't think you can get to 25 in a golf cart.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, you can.
See?
Well, how do you know this?
I've driven golf carts before.
He's a golfer.
25?
Yeah, that's probably about as fast as they can go. 25, 30 tops.
Pushing the pedal all the way down.
Yeah, and you got to have like a pretty heavy-duty golf cart.
Yeah.
Do you know how fast the e-bikes can go, Eric?
Probably about the same.
About 100.
No.
You don't.
It just feels like you're going faster
because
you're on something smaller.
Yeah, a pothole on an e-bike?
I almost got hit by a car on a scooter in Austin when I was in Austin about 2 months ago. I almost got hit by a car.
You were on a scooter?
Yeah.
You're a scooter person? I didn't know that.
I mean, it was either that or Uber, and Uber was too expensive.
Wow. Scooter people are annoying.
It was, trust me, I didn't like that I had to do it, but it was so hot, and I didn't want to walk in the heat.
Oh.
Well, yeah, in Austin probably was really.
Claiming that 70% of trips that begin in the South Bay are 3 miles at most. Really? And 90% are fewer than 10 miles. That just seems strange because, you know, usually when I get in the car, I'm going at least 10 miles.
Well,
I guess I'm out of the stat numbers here.
I don't know if that makes sense because most people have, you know, commutes that go more than that.
Yeah, well, unless they're all working from home now. This is what's changed since 2020.
Yeah, I don't know. I've given up trusting any traffic statistics after our experience.
Particularly
with
people that want to get you out of your car, they will twist anything they can.
The bike lobby does nothing but lie. If they're breathing, they're lying.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so we were just talking about possible return of some type of road diet. We're down in the South Bay. They want to repurpose the lanes and repaint them to accommodate e-bikes and golf carts.
Yeah. Yes. That's what the world's crying out for, a golf cart lane.
Maybe you could drive a little golf cart to the station. That'd be fun to see. Too long at 25 miles an hour.
I want to make it up the Sepulveda Pass in a golf cart.
Well, remember the story we did a few years back that the city of L.A. wanted those electric buses, but some of them were having problems going uphill. They didn't seem to be able to. Now, the technology could improve.
They would catch fire.
This story from the United Kingdom, we were just talking about the U.K. last hour with Boris Johnson's resignation. They've apparently been using electric police cars because in that country, they also want to go all electric. The government has pledged to ban the production of all new diesel and petrol vehicles by 2030. Similar to what California wants to do by 2035, that you can't buy any new gas-powered car.
You know, it's going to be fun seeing all those mandates repealed over the next 10 years.
It could very well happen because it's not, the technology's not there yet.
No.
So this story from the United Kingdom, the problem is they've already been converting some of the police cars to electric, and they're running out of charge quickly because the blue lights, the sirens, and technology such as the automatic number plate recognition computer affects the battery range severely.
Yeah, it drains the batteries. They said the electric police cars are running out of puff.
That's a good word. That's a very British word. There's no puff.
They're running out of puff.
I don't know what their range is, but you'd have to keep charging them if they're using it up. See, that's the thing. Anybody that has an electric car knows you start running the air conditioner and everything like that, it does severely affect your range.
And here's another thing. The officers have trouble finding charging stations, especially in the rural areas. So you have governments that issue these electric car mandates, but they never built the charging stations, or the stations don't work. I mean, can you get more stupid than that?
The Metropolitan Police is pledging to be 100% electric by the year 2030. And it looks like most of the police outfits in England and Wales include electric vehicles in their fleet. Imagine that here, though. We have a police chase. Sirens are going, right? The lights are blaring. And then the electric police car just runs out of juice.
That's what you're going to see. You know, in Gavin Newsom's California, eventually you'll watch a police chase where the bad guy zooms away in his gas-powered car and the pathetic patrolman runs out of puff.
Runs out of puff.
He's puffless. One councilman said in England, we have to go towards electric vehicles. We have the largest fleet by percentage side, but the design options available are not as advanced as I would like them to be. Fancy way of saying the cars run out of battery juice. They go dead.
Damn, we're talking the UK if they use the heater because it gets cold there in the winter. That's going to drain the battery too.
Well, that's right. The heater, the license plate reader, the sirens, the lights. That's a lot of energy.
Apparently even the police radio.
Yeah. And then you imagine you're chasing a guy and you have to stop and get a charge and then the charging station's broke.
I mean, you could say the same thing about people running out of gas, but of all the chases we've covered on the show over the years, I've never seen. I think there was one time a guy pulled into a gas station, tried to quickly fill up, if I remember correctly, but you don't see that happen. But if this now, it could be by the year 2035, they have improved the technology. We don't know that, but
I'm going to guess that they're going to run into even more problems with the electric grid, with the minerals that you need to build batteries. China has cornered the market on some of the minerals that you have to have.
There was that great Forbes story we did, remember? Yeah. By that writer who went through all the problems that there are going to be. If we really think the world's going to run out of electric, there's not the minerals. They don't exist.
Forbes wrote a good story. Every once in a while you read a real story. Most of it is propaganda from all the woke journalists. We have to go green. Electric cars, that's the future. We have mandates here. We have goals. They're going to be met. And every once in a while you get an honest story that says, well, we don't have the charging stations. We don't have the electrical grid. We don't have the minerals for this. Like the whole system, forget that it doesn't always work. It's not even built. It's not even built yet. There's no charging network. There's no electrical grid network.
The mandates are ahead of the reality. Exactly.
All it is are sheets of paper with a list of goals. That's all. It's like a list of New Year's resolutions. There's no reality to it at all.
That's kind of how things are. They make big declarations, but I think you were right when you said a few minutes ago that you can't wait to see how they're going to have to push these back, like the one in California where all the new cars have to be electric. Well, they can't be. We'll probably push past 2035.
That's what's fun about this, you know, because I don't believe in like making predictions. You never know which way how the world is going to change, right? Things suddenly just change in a flash. But I can assure you that they have nothing built to meet their goals, and they don't know how to do it yet, and they don't have the money yet too. All this stuff is going to cost tens, hundreds of billions of dollars, and everybody's broke. So I don't see how this is going to happen anytime soon.
All right. When we come back, well, as you learned yesterday in L.A. County, they collected over 717,000 signatures to get a recall on the ballot for the district attorney, George Gascon. He's not the only one of his kind around the country. We've mentioned the Manhattan DA a few times. He's newly elected there. He's dealing with the case now that's getting a lot of attention. A guy working behind the counter at what they call a bodega. It's like a little 7-Eleven stand. He got attacked. It got ugly, and eventually he stabbed to death his attacker. They're charging him with second-degree murder. New story this afternoon. They severely reduced the bond. We'll talk about all these things when we come back.
John and Ken, KFI. Is he disconnected? Please stand by. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about this Manhattan bodega clerk, who his name's Jose Alba, And he was thrown in prison for killing a guy who busted into his store, and he got cornered behind his register and threatened. Scary looking. And Alba fought back and stabbed the bad guy. And Alba ends up getting arrested and thrown in jail. Alba originally was jailed with $250,000 bail. And he killed Austin Simmons. And you should see the video. It's about a minute, 15 seconds. I think it's on the New York Post site. Simon stormed behind the counter in Alba's store, the Hamilton Heights Grocery on Broadway and West 139th Street. And he started attacking the guy.
Yeah, there was a video of this taken from the surveillance. It's pretty horrific to see the whole thing unfold. Did you mention how this started?
No.
The girlfriend, the attacker wasn't there. The girlfriend comes into the bodega. She wants to buy a bag of chips. I'm not kidding you, her EBT card didn't work. That's like the food stamp card, electronic benefits.
She ran out of food stamps to buy the chips.
So the bodega worker grabbed the chips back, said, you can't pay for these. She goes back and tells her boyfriend, this is the guy that came and attacked the worker. And he just went right behind the counter and grabs him and throws him and begins to scuffle with him. And I guess because he's much younger, the attacker.
The attacker's 35, Alba's 51.
Yeah, so I guess Alba does not feel safe, doesn't know what's going to happen next. And that's when he pulls the knife and stabs him at least five times. And Simon died.
Yeah, he had the knife on the counter inside, like behind the register. In his little cubicle area.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
You work these kind of jobs these days anywhere in a big city, you've got to be ready for somebody to come and possibly rob you, beat you up. He's been charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon.
Now, this is to me, and you can watch the video and make your own opinion, but here's the opinion you ought to have. It's absolute self-defense, 100%. I wouldn't convict this guy for
Oh, everybody's stunned that this DA even bothered to file a case against him. They can't believe it. He had a GoFundMe, but did you see it got removed?
Yeah, because the woke heads at GoFundMe
don't feel like that they should.
Right.
We should mention the attacker who died is black. The bodega worker, I guess, is Hispanic. Alba.
He's Dominican.
He's Dominican, right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To the woke people, that's all that matters now.
Yeah. But there's a photograph, like a still shot from the video, and you see Alba the clerk, and he's got the knife in his right hand, and he's trying to push off on Simon, and he's about to stab Simon in the neck or in the shoulder, like he's ready to go. This snapshot is just a split second before he thrusts the knife.
We should mention that the girlfriend eventually pulls a tiny knife out of her purse and stabs Alba in the shoulder repeatedly. She has not been charged.
Nice couple. This is all
nice
over,
couple.
Oh, this is all over a bag of chips and a tapped out food stamps card.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were productive. You know, there's 12 million jobs available in the country. Maybe you want to take two of them, and you don't have to walk around with a food stamp card on empty. Seriously.
They did reduce the bail for Alba today.
But he
has to wear a monitoring device, remain within the five boroughs while the case is pending. Alvin, if he could post the remaining bond money.
Alvin Bragg is an extremist like Gascon and Chesa Boudin. On day one of his administration.
Oh, the
in
criminals
New York
are the
City,
victims. That's what they believe.
Yeah. And he said he wasn't going to be prosecuting this, that, and the other thing. And everybody was horrified. And he got huge blowback. He got huge blowback from the new mayor in New York, Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, right.
Who's black. And the new governor. What's her? Kathy Hochul?
Hochul's
her name. The one who replaced the pervert Cuomo. And Hochul reminded Bragg that, you know, the governor has the power to remove a district attorney. Like, they don't have a recall in New York. But their safety valve is the governor could just declare him incompetent or corrupt or whatever and remove him on her own. And she hinted that she has that power. She didn't say she'd do it and probably wouldn't do it. But that's how bad it was that she brought up the idea.
Yeah.
Well, he's bad news. But again, you know, what are the people doing? How many people didn't pay attention to the district attorney's race?
They generally don't. That's not a real high-profile office. And they assume that that's always somebody that tries to put criminals in prison. But that's changed. That's changed thanks to big bucks from big billionaires trying to put guys in office that do not send criminals away and instead ignore or punish victims. In this case, this poor bodega worker is the victim. Yeah, you're right. Eric Adams called him an honest New Yorker that was just doing his job. It was self-defense.
You know what's weird? And I can't get used to this in my mind. To me, a district attorney, even though we're electing him, I don't look at him as a politician. I don't look at him as a member of a party or an ideology or a movement. I look at a guy who's hired to do a job, follow the law. If bad guy A commits a crime, then you charge him and you put the case together and prosecute him. It's a job. You're like a mechanic. You have to execute your duty. This whole idea where he is now some side of politician or who's going to decide with his discretion
what's
a crime and what's not a crime, when it's on video that this clerk was attacked and cornered and was clearly in fear of his life.
Oh, they see a bigger mission here, which is to undo and correct all of the social injustices that America has wrought in its 250-plus years.
Well, that's incredibly dangerous.
That's
not the job.
That we have to now be on the side of many criminals because they have been wronged by a racist system.
Why don't you?
Or in a racist economy and a racist society.
Why don't you just do your job? And if the guy clearly committed the crime, prosecute him. That's all you have to do. Don't prosecute a guy who's innocent, who you don't have the evidence for.
And somehow they believe that when they're done, years from now, everything will be better. There'll be less crime because we're not punishing people.
Yeah.
And that'll just make them better citizens and more understanding. And they'll be appreciative for the fact that we didn't send them away to prison like they deserve for like 20 or 30 years.
I cannot believe he would bring charges here. I just am astonished. And sends the guy to Rikers Island, which is notoriously one of the roughest prisons in New York City. I mean, it's a true hellhole. You throw this guy, he's an immigrant. He's running basically, you know, a grocery store.
Yeah, he used to own his own bodega, but he's been working at this grocery store for about 3 years. They're presenting this to a grand jury. Be nice if the grand jury rejected it, but they say you can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And by the way, this Simon guy, Austin Simon, what do you know? Prior arrest, robbery, assault, served time in state prison, 2016 conviction for assaulting a police officer, and he was on parole when he was killed.
Okay, so they paroled the guy who attacked a police officer, and they have now jailed the bodega clerk.
The poor guy behind the counter.
And you look at the guy, and because he got like pushed onto a chair, and he's absolutely cornered. You know, because he's standing behind the glass.
Oh, he fears for his life, no question.
You know,
because the man is much bigger than him. He's towering over him, and he's grabbing him and pushing him back. And I don't know whether or not he's got a knife or a gun. Oh, he had to do what he had to do to protect himself.
This is outrageous. And there should just be an absolute revolution in New York City. And get this guy out of jail now. And don't dare indict him. Don't dare prosecute him.
His family is saying he's never been aggressive working at that job, although he's aware of the risks. He's never been in any trouble before. This guy, Alba, is in his 50s.
Right. But look at Simon's criminal record. The whole world is upside down. This whole woke progressive movement is the most dangerous thing I have ever seen in my life. And it's infected people's brains. And now innocent people just making change in a grocery store are going to jail, to Rikers Island, and some weirdo life criminal who's willing to shove around an older man because his girlfriend ran out of money on her food stamps card. Wow.
This is how upside down this is. I'm looking at a quote in the New York Post story from a criminal defense attorney Now, normally, they're on the side of the criminals, right? But he said about this bodega guy, there's no clear example of self-defense. He's at work, minding his own business. He's attacked. He's a victim. And now they put him in Rikers? This is a working person who was attacked. How does a DA make this conclusion? He thinks that the grand jury will set this right, or the actual trial, the jury will convict this guy.
They're actually going to bring this to trial? Bragg ought to be run out of the city. The governor ought to remove him as district attorney. This should be one of those last straw cases, like with Gascon and the two El Monte cops who got killed. You know, there's got to be a point where it's like, that's it. Game over. Out.
Right. You would think, who cheers this? Just the activists? Is that who's cheering this decision to charge this worker?
The activists should be put in a corner with a crazy guy like this. Let's see what they think. Except they don't get a knife. You're in the corner and you don't have a knife.
And by the way, he took a knife that they used to open boxes. I think you and I thought he probably just had it stored there for self-defense. But yeah, well, they get all sorts of shipments, so he had a knife handy to open boxes. And that's what he went for. So it isn't like, because, you might want to try to portray him as a guy he's ready. He's got a weapon. Anybody comes close to him and causes any trouble, he's going to stab him to death. But that's not really what happened. 8 prior arrests for Simon.
Yeah, there you go. Why wasn't he in jail?
He was convicted for second-degree assault for attacking a police officer, but he got paroled last year.
This whole era has got to pass, don't you think? It's got to.
I hope it begins here with the ouster of Gascon like it began in San Francisco, but I don't know what they're doing in New York.
Who wants to live like this? How could anybody looking at the New York Post today and watching the video say, yeah, that's the New York I want to live in?
That's the guy.
That's the right thing.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
The Moist Line is returning tomorrow. You still have time to leave a message. It'll be the first time we have it back on the air. In a couple of weeks, you can use the little microphone on the app, the iHeartRadio app, or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Our guest next hour will be a member of the Orange County Board of Education, Tim Shaw. They are once again taking legal action to try to end Gavin Newsom's COVID-19 emergency powers. Here we are. It started in March of 2020. He still has a statewide state of emergency declared.
But I feel scared.
Ridiculous.
I need my daddy here. I need Daddy Gavin.
Daddy
you have to protect
Gavin.
Me. There's an emergency.
You never know what could happen,
there's
whether
germs
you like it or not.
Air. I never know which breath I take will bring in all these germs, and then I'll get sick. I'll sneeze. I'll cough.
And he's getting a pass from most of the media
on
his hypocritical trip to Montana. Because seriously, any other politician that the media doesn't like, they would attack him for this because that is a state that's on the do not travel list for California workers.
Yeah, that's right. Improper laws regarding gay people.
Right. So the idea is you don't give them any boost to their economy by traveling there. Like there's a lot of California workers going to Montana any of the other 21 states. I hope not.
I still haven't
like you said, there shouldn't be any of that travel.
I'm trying to see here. They passed a pair of laws that banned transgender students from joining school teams matching their gender identities. Oh, okay. That's why you would ban state travel here. And then allowed businesses to seek exemptions from some laws because of religious liberty. Well.
All right. Dang. So we'll talk about Dippity-Doo, his state of emergency and his trip to Montana. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Where's the lady on the show? She here?
Present.
Okay. We got a good one for you. This is right from Holy Mackerel, the book of Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you engage in vabbing?
Well, what is vabbing?
I've seen her.
V-A-B-B-I-N-G. Do you vab?
I don't know.
You look terrified to answer this.
I know. Should I Google?
Well, you might be a little bit shocked by what you see. It's a combination of taking a little bit of your normal perfume and combining it with your personal secretions.
Oh, I don't yes, do that.
It is a marriage of the words vagina and dabbing.
I figured vagina was in there, the V steam. I just had a feeling.
Vabbing? As in, instead of dabbing perfume, you're vabbing.
Because, you've added the V element.
Right. You just
apparently
have
women are claiming online and postings to TikTok that it's a winner. It attracts men like crazy.
Really?
Well, scientists are a little skeptical.
You just use that organza stuff, right?
Yeah, I think that attracts men. I don't need to vab.
And do you need to attract men?
And I knew you were going to say that too. No, I'm married, so I don't need to attract anyone.
Quick step back.
Well, I like to smell nice for myself and everybody around me, so that's why I didn't catch myself at first.
Yeah, John engages is in fabbing, which is a combination of farts and...
And let me tell you, that gets women going crazy.
Ooh, love the smell of farts. No. Bottle that up, honey.
That's his personal scent.
Vabbing.
Video clip.
That sounds gross, doesn't it?
Yes.
Vabbing?
Yeah, the word just sounds gross. She's really good at coming up with like gross concepts. She's obsessed with her little part there.
Who?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, this is not from Gwyneth Paltrow.
You said
I made
a
joke. No, I made a joke. See, like, holy mackerel, it sounds like it's from the book of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, you know what? I believed it was a new product that if I went to the Goop store, I could buy a bottle of Vab.
No. You make your own. It's got to be your scent.
Oh.
It's got to be your personal secretion. You get it?
Oh, I see.
Because this way, then they're into you.
I thought it was from Gwyneth.
You love the word pheromones, don't you? You know what pheromones are.
Pheromones are a real thing.
Yes, but scientists claim, could they really attract a partner? Not likely. They said, you know, in the animal world, they're always sniffing each other. So.
Well, pheromones can't do attract people to each other. But this Vabber stuff, I don't know.
Those are
secretions.
A researcher said, we cannot say for sure, based on our studies, that human pheromones actually affect human mating behavior. Well, some may argue that they have anecdotal evidence to suggest an effect in attracting a mate using your pheromones. Mm. We don't have hard data to back that up at this point.
See, what I've read, because they've done a lot of studies on this, is that you know how sometimes people encounter each other and there's like an immediate instantaneous attraction?
But that's just physical. You're looking at the body and going, yeah.
Well, yeah, but sometimes it's not necessarily, you know, some.
Because sometimes it's from across the room that people get like that. They see somebody in a bar and it's like, I got to have that woman. So that's not pheromones.
But
that's the brain getting really turned on.
But sometimes it's not necessarily the most gorgeous people attracted to each other. I mean, look what's out there. Most people are not model quality and they're attracted to each other and they reproduce. I mean, you stand in the Vegas buffet line, right? There's a lot of couples
people
there.
Settle, so you get yourself worked up for what, second or third best?
Oh, my God.
Third best.
Fourth, fifth. As you like to say, the last product on the shelf.
That's right, last one on the shelf.
That's your famous line. From nothing left on the shelf.
From the extra large aisle.
There are pheromone perfumes already on the market. But this homemade concoction, of course, is adding your own personal element to it, you see. Hmm. So,
what about your BO?
Well, it depends, I guess. I mean, some people like that.
But you see, the other fluid, Deborah, is more related to mating. That's why it's supposed to be a bigger winner.
Mm. Okay. No, but I've read that the pheromones do send out signals, which is why animals sniff each other.
Well, they said that it's true in the animal world, but they haven't really noticed it in studies of humans.
Because you can't go up and sniff anybody. You do that in the office now.
Oh, you'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, only Joe Biden does that. That's what he was doing. When he used to stick his nose in women's hair, he was sniffing for pheromones.
He was...
Or he was vabbing or something.
That's just his way of being a dirty old man. It says here, they do suggest you use clean hands or a cotton tip before you vab to avoid transferring germs.
Really? They have to say that?
They're giving warnings
And wash afterwards, too. Yeah.
And wash afterwards, too. But some of the people are just they're posting all sorts of, they're claiming that this is working for them.
Oh, God. So now if I walk by somebody that has a nice perfume, I don't know what I'm inhaling.
I'm going to tell you right now, my perfume is the organza. Okay?
Your perfume is fantastic.
I know.
Okay. But
that's it. It's just the perfume. I'm just going to say
this is
that.
Pure.
She doesn't mix anything.
I don't mix and match.
All right.
Vamping's ever been around since 2019.
Like, who thought of this?
Oh, it was an author by the name of Shan Boodram is the one that first put out the idea of women. Although,
well, you have that vagina candle, right? The Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, that was Gwyneth Paltrow. You're right. That gives off the scent.
Yeah. So this is just the next step.
Did those?
But
sell?
This is your again. This is your own fluid. Those candles are just a generic
scent. You're not going to get it from somebody else.
No, but the idea that
that's an awkward conversation.
No, but Deborah thought they would sell it like they sell the candle.
Right. But
but no, you're supposed to do it yourself because it's supposed to be about you, and so the male smells you.
So you're not going to mass produce that. This is just your own thing.
But if you went
into a do-it-yourself formula,
if you went into a Goop store and you saw a vial of Gwyneth on the shelf, would it shock you?
No,
if she was selling her own essence.
No, and when Deborah mentioned the candles, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, right.
And I think some women claim that they cause fires.
Yeah.
Some of them burnt up the bedroom.
Woo!
All right, coming up next, we'll be talking to a man by the name of Tim Shaw. He's on the Orange County Board of Education. They are once again challenging Governor Newsom's state of emergency powers. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.